Gary, a very frustrating afternoon for you.
Yeah, it's a good word, really. Frustrating is probably the main feeling of all of us. Frustrating because we had a few opportunities. We had a lot of the play, but without being sharp in our play. So we didn't create. We created chances, but not enough simple chances. And the one that we did create, when Wrighty went through, should have laid it back to Amari Morgan Smith, and he didn't, and the keeper made a good save. And then we just looked a little bit slovenly. But the frustration comes because we had a lot of play without getting in and creating enough goal situations, proper ones, what our class. And then while the team's in it, they're always in it, and that's what happens. You know, a good bit of play by somebody on the break, and you know, we were trying to win it, of course, at that point, and we got beat. Nobody likes losing, but it's happened. And it's back to the drawing board a little bit, and the lads are as frustrated as I am, and probably all our supporters, because they would have been frustrated. There were no songs or much singing coming at them, because we didn't really give them anything to sing for or sing about. But, you know, we've lost the football match. We've got to put it right, and we've got to make sure we turn it around quickly. But all the lads have just got to look at themselves and see what they've got to do to improve their own performances, because that's really where we're at. They've got to improve their performances.
And in anything in particular you'd say, right, that's the one thing we'll be working on in training this week?
No, there's a few things. I wish it was only one. I think there's, you know, I'll keep it private, but we will be working on a few things. And mentally, when it's been frustrating, you know, you have to rally the troops a bit later on in the week. But first of all, you have to hit them over the head to say, look, this is not right. We haven't performed right. Try and find out what the reasons are. Sometimes it's just football. And make sure that we put it right for the next two home games.
Because your diagnosis is there, you did have an awful lot of possession. I mean, I haven't seen the stats, but probably 70% possession, I suspect.
Yeah, we had loads of possession, and a lot of sort of times we got to the final third and didn't give that little bit of quality in the final third. When we were dribbling past people, we didn't dribble past them. We dribbled up to them and they tackled us and then they broke. So, you know, we wasn't sharp. We didn't create that numerical advantage by taking one of their players out of the game like they did to us for the final goal. That's what we didn't do. So a lot of the stuff was in front of them, and they was able to get the numbers back in and frustrate us.
The captain scored another really good headed goal at that point. Clearly you were very much thinking, we're going to go on and try and win this.
Yeah, well, you got to. You know, if we're going to have aspirations of winning the league, then you have to go for it a little bit, and we did, but we just didn't find that final ball or that shot or that corner, another one. You know, I know Downsy got his goal on that. That still gave us, what, 12 minutes to get it back. They looked like they were flagging a bit, but they caught us on the break right at the end, and that's how it goes.
And a frustrating goal to concede when you're pushing forward and they hit you on the break.
Yeah, it is, but we still should have dealt with it. You know, we still should have dealt with it, and we didn't, and so that was disappointing as well.
And what's been the tone of your message to the players and dressing? I know you keep the comments themselves private, rightly so, but what's the tone been?
Well, just that we didn't do ourselves any justice today, and the boys are as frustrated as I am, as frustrated as you are, and everybody else that watched the game. We had the possession, but not the sharpness, and that's something we got to look at. Different ways of trying to change their mental state, if you like, because that was the problem. They worked hard enough, but it was just that sharpness of when you're having all that possession, you've got to create numerical advantages all over the field with your energy, and we didn't do that.
When you say mental state, what do you mean by that?
Well, just that, you know, some days you get up, don't you, and you think, oh, I don't fancy it today. Today's, you know, it's raining, and my wife just had a go at me, and I've got to do the breakfast or whatever it is, you know. And some days, you know, and that's human nature. But with footballers, they have to they have to be ready mentally on a Saturday. They've got to be ready mentally and physically to go to war. And you know, they're playing for their lives. Of course they are. They're playing for their livings. And I didn't think we quite looked like we did that. We didn't look like we did that today. All the lads will tell you that, of course, they had that in their minds that they were trying, because we haven't got a group that are not trying. They were trying. In fact, we was almost trying too hard and getting in each other's way. So it was, I think, let's finish on that word, frustrating.